Calling the unknown approaching vessel, you are on a collision course with us. Please change your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision.
Recommend you change your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid collision.
When we are told to change course, we have a choice to make. Do we change or continue on the same path?
We are a naval ship. This is the captain speaking. I say again, divert your course.
No, I say again, divert your course.
Jesus gave us a choice to make when he said, "You are from below, I am from above. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins."
Sir, we could change course here.
We have the right of way. I am not changing our course. Unknown vessel, this is an aircraft carrier. We are a large warship. Divert your course now.
This is a lighthouse. Your call.
When it comes to Jesus, what choice will you make? A message from Lifeline Productions, 1-800-523-8669, lifelinepro.com.
Well, we're getting ready to spin our first Your Word for the Day segment that I took from a recent House of Prayer radio program. I thought about editing out all the references to this morning and the first song of the day and so forth, but then I thought maybe it'd be nice to let you get a feel for what House of Prayer radio is like on a Sunday morning. It really isn't a whole lot different than what we do here on the audio magazine, except that we have a lot more latitude with time and we can put more segments in with the audio magazine. We have 30 minutes on a Sunday morning and we air on a couple of local stations. In any case, hopefully this little explanation will make it easier for you to understand what's going on as we play these three parts throughout the audio magazine. The word study is on the word one, as we take a crack at simplifying our understanding of the Trinity. So here's part one, Your Word for the Day, as recently broadcast on House of Prayer Radio. Now, just before we move into our first song break of the morning, I want to give us a quick preview of Your Word for the Day. I'm going to go out on a limb and begin by stating that a large percentage of you who are tuned into House of Prayer Radio this morning have probably heard Your Word for the Day featured as a Word for the Day on national television at some point in your life. Now, how can that be? Well, if you've watched Sesame Street while you were growing up, or if you've raised children who fell in love with Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird, or the Cookie Monster, then you've been exposed to our Word for the Day before. Now, I'll admit that Sesame Street had a different approach and purpose in mind for this word, and for them it was a number, the number one. As presented by that compulsive counter, by the way, the Count Dracula. What a character he was. He loved to count everything. In fact, I remember my daughter watching Sesame Street one day, and the Count Dracula was attempting to teach the Cookie Monster how to count. The Count was using cookies as the object to be counted, which, of course, was a huge mistake. Every time the Count would turn around to add another cookie, the first one would be gone. And why? Well, naturally, the Cookie Monster was going to be true to his Cookie Monster nature and eat the cookies. Because that's what he does. But as the Cookie Monster removed that first cookie and ate it, he also made the Count invalid. Believe it or not, this example from Sesame Street may very well help us to understand Your Word for the Day, one, in a way that we sometimes struggle with when it comes to thinking of our God. I've heard Christians, both young and old alike, struggle with the concept of God being three in one. How can God be three and yet one? Well, here's the passage that gets everybody started from Deuteronomy 6:4. There it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Now, the word Lord there is Jehovah, and it means the existing one. He's always been, just as he said. But it says, "The Lord our God is one Lord," and that word one is the word ikod in Hebrew, and it means each and every one, one another, one after the other. If you've ever wondered about how to understand, or better yet, explain the Trinity, as we call the three persons of the Godhead, then today will be the day that you lay this mystery down for good. If, that is, you take a few notes or listen and retain real well. Your Word for the Day is one, and we're going to dig in with part two of this mini-study after our first music break. Grab a pen and paper now and jot down a few notes for future reference, and we'll get started right after this.
If it's not you, in a dim corridor, and two ways I could take. My heart tends to sway to the easiest way, and your ways to forsake.
But if I a cheap counterfeit. Ooh. When you're blessed with real, you know how it feels. You never forget.